The Haynes School Library was recently awarded a $3,000 grant from best-selling author James Patterson. The school's librarian plans to use the money to purchase new iPads and video equipment to support the use of technology in the library.
The thumbs up, press it, okay?
Okay.
A group of 8th graders is spending their recess time in the library with a video camera, a green screen, and the soundtrack to the Broadway musical Hamilton. They take turns playing each part in the song, dancing in front of the camera, and lip-syncing the words.
This is fun. It's fun. Hilarious. It's just really fun to do with our friends. And it's different than just like sitting around and doing nothing. It's cool to have a green screen and a hilarious person at our disposal for doing awesome things.
That's Haley Boron. The hilarious person she's talking about is her classmate Eli Williamson.
Miss Horner saw me dancing to something in the hall over there.
Yeah.
And she said, "Ooh, you know what? I can put up the green screen and you guys can do it in front of here and we can put like a background." And then that started it. We just kept coming back for different things.
These students choose to use the green screen during their free time. The idea to use library space for video production came about when school librarian Lee Horner was coming up with a project for last year's 5th grade class.
I really like the idea of using technology to support literacy.
A friend suggested she use the green screen in an iPad app that allows you to layer an image under a video recorded in front of the screen.
We came up with an idea that the kids would write a script with using an outline and creating a book review and then filming it in front of the green screen.
They called them Book Bites. This one was made last May and features student Luke Davis.
Hi, I'm Luke. In my book bite, I will be telling you about A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline.
The short videos are posted to YouTube and then used as a resource in the library. They created QR codes to put on the back of corresponding books.
So that the kids could then scan the QR code and then see a little review about the book they were interested in.
But Horner says she has been limited by the equipment available to her.
But unfortunately, in the library, I didn't have any iPads and I would have to use the classroom iPads and sometimes they weren't available. And so now I have 8 iPads in here now, but they are left over from a few years ago where when they get new equipment, then I kind of get the stuff that's left over.
She says last year she had different production stations set up around the library.
And we had to use green paper that was just taped to the wall. And you can see the music stands that hold up the iPads with a tissue box. So the idea was it would be really great if we had newer iPads, we had speakers, we had microphones to make the whole program just run smoother.
So when the James Patterson grant came up, Horner jumped on it.
I thought, wow, what I could do is I could get new equipment for the library, and then I wouldn't have to, you know, struggle with getting it from the classroom. I would have my own equipment.
This is the second year of the grant. Each year, the best-selling author has given $1.75 million to school libraries throughout the country. This year, 452 schools received grants ranging from $1,000 to $10,000. As part of a partnership with Patterson, Scholastic Reading Club then matches donations with bonus points for schools to purchase books and materials. Horner says the $3,000 grant will allow her to purchase new iPads, microphones, a second green screen, an iPad tripod, and a green man suit.
I'm going to be working with the high school class next week after Thanksgiving, working on some mythology videos. And then next semester, I'll be working with the 5th grade class again to create book bites with them.
Horner says the activities combine students' reading, writing, and technology skills, and they have a lot of fun with it. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.
So what did I miss?